The death of 22-year-old American student Otto Vambia has shocked the world. The young man was detained in North Korea for 17 months before being sent back to the United States in a coma from which he never recovered. Republican Senator John McCain is one of a chorus of people calling for action against North Korea after the death of Otto Vambia. Senator McCain's forthright tweet says, "Let us state the facts plainly. Otto Vambia, an American citizen, was murdered by Kim Jong-un's regime." A top United States justice official says North Korea won't hold anyone accountable for Vambia's death. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein went on to describe the treatment of the American student as torture.
The media was reporting that Otto was coming home. But it turned out that Otto did not really make it home. Hard labor in North Korea means torture. Otto was sent home after about 18 months with brain damage. And yesterday brought the tragic news of Otto's death. And North Korea will not hold anybody accountable for Otto's death. It's a totalitarian government with no concept of the rule of law. No civil rights, no due process. No justice.
North Korea disagrees. A senior official insists the country follows national law and international standards in its treatment of detainees. North Korea's ambassador to the United Nations, Hang Tae-song, wouldn't, however, comment specifically on Otto Vambia's case or those of the other American, South Korean and Canadian detainees still held in the country.
I'm not a specialist in those areas, but we are trying. The Americans who are held in DPRK after return, they said they are fairly treated, they specially treated, something like that. So that is what I know.
The ambassador also says North Korea's government isn't afraid of any potential retribution or action the United States government may take following Otto Vambia's death.
You know, my country has been under the sanctions more than 60 years by Americans. So, you know, we are not afraid of sanctions. So I don't know what kinds of sanctions they are going to impose upon us. But we are not afraid of that ones.
Otto Vambia was in North Korea as a tourist. Young Pioneers Tours, who are based in China, have released a statement saying they will no longer accept United States tourists for North Korea, saying the risk is too high. The group also claimed they were denied any meetings with Otto Vambia, describing his treatment as appalling. Mr. Vambia's roommate on the trip was British-based sales manager Danny Grattan. He has described to the BBC the moment Otto Vambia was detained at Pyongyang Airport.
Well, actually, as he was taken away, I actually said to him, well, this will be the last we'll see of you. And, you know, we both sort of looked at each other and sort of grinned, you know, in that sort of laughy, jokey way, because we never dreamt it would be possibly serious. I just thought there was the North Koreans making maybe another small point. And I'd see him again in the next 5 minutes. No, never in a million years would you ever think there was any truth in it.
Robert Colucci was chief negotiator during the North Korean nuclear crisis of the mid-1990s. He is now a distinguished professor in diplomacy at Georgetown University. Professor Colucci says so-called normal relations between the United States and North Korea are further away than ever.
I think one of the things we draw from this recent experience is that there will be no normal relations between the DPRK and the USA until the DPRK moves its human rights policy some distance in the direction of the United Nations standards of civilized people around the world.